I was born bold.
Pivot, protect. Whatever your next move, choose Judo Bank, Essendon, Havel and Great Wall. Open again after stage 4.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Lillard, 5 to shoot. A minute and a half to play. That's a bomb! Oh!
Job still ain't done, but I said, you know what I'm here for. We trying to get in. Our work ain't done yet, but we fighting for it.
Plenty happening in the world of the NBA right now, and Damian Lillard was red hot, 61 points in their win over the Mavs yesterday. Thought we'd better cross to someone that's across it better than us, and that's Sam Vecenie from The Athletic. He's in LA, and he joins us. Welcome, Sam.
How's it going, guys?
We're going okay. It's nice to have sport back. We've got our sport ticking along okay, and to have the NBA and the Major League Baseball back is great for us. It was a big day yesterday. Damian Lillard just turned it on.
Yeah, I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, he dropped 61 on Dallas, and yeah, he's been crazy good this entire season. I mean, he's averaging like 30 points a game when you account for the bubble games as well. And he's been, like I said, just this way the whole season. He's posted a career high in 3-point percentage and overall field goal percentage. He's scoring at a higher volume than ever. He's assisting his teammates more often than he has. He's playing better defense than he ever has. I know that, you know, Portland has struggled along this year up until their time in the bubble just due to injuries and everything, but it's not because of Damian Lillard. That guy's been unbelievable the entire way, and I'm glad that some people are starting to recognize it.
Are Portland a chance to do some damage in the playoffs, do you think, or not?
Yeah, I don't think that I would pick them to beat the Lakers, because at the end of the day, they're probably going to end up with the 8th seed. I would anticipate they're going to end up getting that 8th seed. But, you know, anytime you have Damian Lillard, you have a fighting chance, I think. There's no one more competitive in the NBA. There's no one who seems to rise to the occasion more often. But, you know, I think that a lot of the Lakers' issues right now mostly boil down to just kind of missing open shots and not being as locked in as they need to be, because they clinched the number one seed so early. So I think you're going to see a Lakers team that kind of gets back engaged and ready to go before this playoff series begins.
So Lillard is playing pretty angry at the moment, though, isn't he? He seemed to have a fair bit to say post that 61 points yesterday, too.
Yeah, he's definitely. I feel like he knows that he had his best season of his career, and that not nearly enough people recognized it because the team was struggling throughout the course of the season. And now that they have all of their players back, like Yusuf Nurkic and Zach Collins and, you know, CJ McCollum's hurt right now, but he's at least on the court and giving it a go. And, you know, Gary Trent's really stepped up as well during the course of the bubble. I think that he's taking this opportunity to remind people just how exceptional he is. I mean, I thought he was one of the 6 best players in the NBA this year, and that's not an easy category to get into given how great so many of the players across the league are. And he really took that step forward and didn't necessarily get noticed enough for it. So between that and between the Clippers kind of talking a bit of noise to him over the internet and, you know, over some media comments, I think that he took it as this being his time that he was going to remind everyone just how great he is.
That's right. And sorry, Gary, I was just going to say that Skip Bayless, a well-known journalist over in the States, said there's no super in front of star, but I think he's got a point to prove, Damian Lillard.
Yeah, no question. You know, Skip Bayless does his best to agitate as many athletes over here as he can. And I think Dame took notice, and I think he's done with dealing with the noise that comes from people like Skip.
With Sam Vecenie from The Athletic, what about the Lakers? You're over in LA. Obviously, the whole city is behind them. LeBron recently said that some of the off-court stuff and the camp has been a bit of a distraction. How are you seeing them going?
You know, it's hard to say what's going on, you know, off the court for the Lakers, just because there are so few people in the bubble right now, and they're so far away from being in Los Angeles, right? You know, it's hard to speculate even what LeBron is talking about. There have certainly been some reports that honestly, LeBron's been very happy to walk around freely for the first time in what seems like 15 years, given that he was as well known as he was from the time he was 16 years old onward. But, you know, I think the Lakers are just kind of going through that malaise that every great team goes through whenever they're not playing for anything. I think that, you know, sometimes it can be a struggle to get up for games, and sometimes it can be a struggle to maintain that competitive edge. And I think that once they're playing for something again, once the playoffs come around, they're going to be fine. I mean, if you look at their shot quality metrics across the board, they're getting good shots. They're getting open shots. The shots just aren't falling. And, you know, sometimes that happens. And I would expect it to turn around by the time the playoffs start.
And, Sam, we're just coming up to our news. Just wanted to say, but the Suns are flying. They're 7-0 in the bubble. Devin Booker has been outstanding. You've adopted the AFL game as well. I think you may have married an Australian girl, and the Bombers have been your team. You're speaking to Essendon royalty here with my colleague, who's a Hall of Fame legend. So just thought I'd point that out to you.
Yeah, it's great. I'm very, very proud to be speaking to someone that My wife has certainly been an enormous fan of for years.
Oh, God. Hey, Sam, what did you think of the game last night?
Watched it this morning. Got pretty good and frustrated over some coffee and while I was riding my bike. And, yeah, I have some real concerns about the direction the Bombers are headed right now. Just given
hey, Sammy.
We have a lot of veterans.
Stick with them, Sammy.
A lot of veteran guys.
We'll stay in touch with you. We'll let you know. And thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, of course.